We get the hour underway, though, by getting on board the telephone line, hopefully with two guests. God knows. We'll see what I can do here. Jen Shepherd, Amy Giroux from Penobscot Theater Company joining us. Let's see who's there. Hello.
Hello.
Oh, my God. Both of you. My life is complete.
It's a miracle.
Fantastic. Yeah, you were going to be in studio, but only the foolish ones like me are braving the weather to be out here today. How are you handling the storm?
I'm staying warm and just working from home and sort of staring out my window. How about you, Amy?
I am doing the same exact thing. Just hunkering down is how you do it on this Friday afternoon.
It seems like a pretty good plan right there, but we do want to let people know there's some very exciting theater coming up at Penobscot Theater Company. You're getting ready to roll out a brand new show. We just heard the promotional announcement for it a few moments ago. Can you tell us a little bit about Maytag Virgin?
Sure. It's a great, it's a love story is what it is. This play is a beautiful love story between two folks who end up becoming neighbors. They find out they're both widows, and they kind of have a circuitous, sometimes sad, sometimes very funny path to finding a way to heal. And it's just a wonderful story for this time of year.
That is fabulous. And who will we see in this production?
The stars are the two folks that are new faces to our audiences. It's Joelle Noel and Sean Riley, and it's directed by Tricia A. Hobbs.
Outstanding. And Amy, if people would like to get their hands on tickets while they last, there are many ways to do that.
Yes, they can either call the box office at 942-3333. We are always there to help. They can visit our website at penobscottheater.org. They can stop by the box office. We're open from Tuesday through Friday from noon to 5, and Frank and I are always there to help sell tickets. The show runs from February 10th to February 27th, and we've actually tacked on a super special Valentine's Day performance on Monday, February 14th.
Ooh, tell us more about that.
Yeah, so usually the theater is traditionally dark on Mondays, but we really wanted to be able to share this romantic love story with everyone in the community. They can come get tickets for that special show. We are also pairing up with our friends at Bangor Floral. They are making some beautiful bouquets that you can purchase ahead of time with your tickets to surprise your special someone.
That is pretty awesome indeed right there. Now, we like to mention, too, there are COVID protocols in place just to make sure everybody, both a cast and crew and audience members, are safe.
Yes,
absolutely.
Go ahead, Jen.
I was going to say, we're the same COVID protocols we've been carrying. You can either show us your vaccination card, proof of a negative test. If it's a rapid test, we ask you take it that day. If it's PCR, it should be within 72 hours. And all patrons, regardless of status, will be masked throughout the performance.
That's a pretty good plan. Indeed, we're talking with Jen Shepherd, Amy Giroux from Penobscot Theater Company here in Bangor. And, you know, we talk about this all the time. The arts community has really been in the forefront of leading us through and finding a way to do things safely during COVID and to still take care of the audience. You guys have been having a great season so far and a lot of very cool things coming up, including during the run of Maytag Virgin, another performance of Ready, Set, Go.
Yes. Yeah, that's our collaboration with Improvocadia, and it's been fun. We have a cast of improvisers. I'm one of them, Jen Shepherd, and we take the stage and we use the set as inspiration for a fully improvised play. We've done two of them and they've been great. It's really cool to see the sets. I think it's cool to see the sets used in a way that we sort of weren't intending, but it gives it another life, another meaning, I guess.
That's fantastic. And also coming up later this season, Amy, a play by local playwright Travis Baker.
Travis Baker is bringing his new play, Hockey Mom, to our stage. We're super excited to see this main premiere and world premiere.
And Jen, I so wanted to see this last year when the world shut down. I'm so happy that we get a chance to see you as Dr. Ruth later in the spring.
Well, thanks for saying so, Rich. It's interesting because I just started relearning the script today. And there is more in the old gray matter than I thought. That's good news. But I'm really looking forward to getting to bring that story to Bangor. I think it's going to be very meaningful. Yeah.
And Amy, look, all this is a way of letting people know you could get your hands on a subscription and then you always know what's going on and you've always got tickets.
That's totally true. And if you are a subscriber, you can purchase tickets now to our summer extravaganza of 9 to 5, whereas if you're not a subscriber, you have to wait until April. So if you get in now, you can get those 9 to 5 tickets, and they will sell out fast.
There you go. Penobscot Theater Company, downtown Bangor. Maytag Virgin opens on February 10th, that great Valentine's Day special as well. Stop in at the theater, see Amy and Frank at the box office at the Bangor Opera House, Main Street in downtown Bangor. Go online, penobscottheater.org, or just give them a call at 942-3333. Thank you both, as always, for making time for us this afternoon.
Thank you, Thank Rich. You. Snow angels to you. Snow angels.
As soon as the show is off the air, that's where I'm going. You guys have a good weekend. Stay safe. We'll see you soon.
Thank you,
too.
Bye-bye.
Jen Shepherd, Amy Giroux from Penobscot Theater Company with us here on Downtown, telling you all about the cool things they've got coming up.